Sit or lay down in a comfortable position. Stay alert until you complete your meditation. Become relaxed. Relax your body, every part of your body, your toes, feet, ankles, calves, thighs, hips, stomach, chest, fingers, hands, lower and upper arms, shoulders, neck, and face. Concentrate on being very relaxed while your mind is alert. Breathe deeply and relax. Now turn your attention to your breath. Breathe deeply and effortlessly. Let your stomach extend out as you breathe in. Pushing your stomach out as you breathe in opens up your chest cavity and allows you to breathe more deeply. Watch your breath as it comes in and as it goes out. Watch your breath for several seconds. Continue to breathe deeply and relax. As you watch your breath flow in and out, listen to the sound of your breath. This is phase two. Watch your breath and listen to it for several seconds. Breathe deeply and comfortably. Fill your lungs with air. Now your breath is flowing in and out easily. Then feel your breath as it moves in and out of your body. So during phase three, you are watching, listening, and feeling your breath as you breathe in and out slowly, calmly, and peacefully. At the same time, remain calm, comfortable and relaxed, and breathe deeply. Continue to perform phases 1, 2, and 3. With your breath flowing in and out easily. Now pause slightly between the in-breath and the out-breath, momentarily holding your breath comfortably and effortlessly. While holding your breath, allow your mind to go blank. The final phase is done in 7 stages. The process is to imagine some person, place, or thing that has harmed you in some way. This harm may have been slander, gossip, lies, abuse of any kind, indifference, hurtful words, actions, or slights, or any form of verbal, psychological, mental, physical, financial, or spiritual violence. Imagine this person standing in front of you during that period of time between your out-breath and your in-breath and your out-breath. Stage one is to accept this person, place, or thing. This is much easier said than done. Each of us needs to work through these issues as best we can. We begin by telling the other person, place, or thing, as we imagine them during our meditation, that we know there were reasons for the things they did. Those reasons may not have been good reasons, and we may not understand them, but there was a reason for it all. Next, accept that person, place, or thing as a child of the Creator of all that exists. This much is true too. We are all individualized expressions of the one Creator, and we all have a purpose in this life. Our purpose is to love each other and to help each other learn how to love. Finally, accept that what the person, place, or thing did helped you to learn something. We all learn lessons through our pain. We learn about ourselves, about others, and about the Creator and the creation. Learning our lessons is painful, and this person, place, or thing helped us learn something. This much is true too. Learning is always painful. It doesn't come easily. We learn from each other, and we learn about ourselves from each other, and we learn about the Creator and the creation from each other. Do the best you can in accepting this person, place, or thing. That is stage one of the final phase of the breath of acceptance. Stage two of the final phase is to accept our own body, mind, and spirit. We use the same approach as with stage one, but we imagine ourselves during the momentary pause between inhalation and exhalation. Then, using the same process, we accept ourselves as we are now. We accept our body as it is now. We accept our mind as it is now. We accept our spirit as it is now. This doesn't mean we accept these things for all time. It means we accept ourselves for who and what we are now. We accept the fact we made mistakes and we hurt other people. We accept ourselves.